You need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Billy the Brain, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400 or streaming live over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people have to say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, then you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're out of state, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every one of our shows has a theme, and today's theme is, what is the role of government in protecting its citizens? Now, this is an important topic because over the last few years, a few months, if you've been paying attention, you'll notice that the government is taking an ever-increasing role in our lives, whether it is through taking over the financial system, taking over the automobile industry, or just digging deeper into financial reform and other areas. The government is exercising its power to have more and more control. So what is the role of the government in that, both the federal, state, and of course our local government? We're going to be taking a look at two very interesting topics. The first is going to be on the local level. We're going to be looking at city government right here in Ventura City and talking about what is their role and, in some cases, what is their culpability when they are working with their citizens. And then in the second half hour, we're going to be focusing our attention on the national government. We're going to have two people who have testified before the U.S. Congress about internet child safety, protecting our children on the internet, and what role does the government play in that, if any at all. My first guest has fought local government for over 12 years and has lost, at least so far. That doesn't mean she's going to stop trying, however. The dispute over City Lot Number 7 in Ventura, a property that she purchased from Ventura City, she claims Ventura knew of drainage issues on the lot before they sold it to her, and she spent time, money, and effort to get the city to face its mistake. Since Helen Junker played a primary role in the incorporation of Pierpont Beach area into the city of Ventura as far back as the 1960s, her name has become synonymous with real estate in the beach and the marina areas. Since coming to Ventura in 1958, Helen has earned the appreciation and respect of her fellow citizens, not only for her philanthropic and fundraising activities, but for her ongoing support of youth, as evidenced by these three awards that she's most recently won. In 2007, she was honored by the Girl Scouts of three counties as a woman of distinction for her efforts in building the next generation of great women. In 2008, she was selected by the County Red Cross, American Red Cross, for the Clara Barton Award, a very prestigious award recognizing her 50-year history of support, including being the secretary and publicity chairman for the Ventura County chapter in the late 1960s, and for the active role and support that she has of our troops in the Vietnam War and the support of their families as well. In November of 2008, she was called to Washington, D.C. to receive a national award from the CRD, which is an affiliate of the American Association of Community Colleges, which oversees the fundraising for more than 1,600 member colleges in the United States, Canada, and abroad. She was named the 2008 Benefactor of the Year for Region Number 9. Region Number 9 includes California, Arizona, Nevada, Hawaii, Guam, the Pacific Islands, for embodying their ideas of philanthropy, relationship, and leadership, volunteerism, and service community to the community. So welcome to our show, Helen Junker, who is just now joining us here in the studios. Helen, how are you, my dear?
Well, I got lost. Would you believe it?
Well, it happens sometimes. The studio's not the easiest place to find. So thank you for being here. We're grateful to you. I know you're not a morning person, so I am extraordinarily grateful to you for being here this early hour.
Okay.
Good. And here, just be right up close to the microphone, and away we go.
So, okay.
Super. Now, today's theme, you may have heard this on your drive-in. Today's theme is, what is the role of government with its citizens? That's what we're looking at today. And why I have you in the studio is, clearly you've got this history that I just read as you were walking in the door of helping the Ventura community. So thank you very much for your service. But tell us about this property disagreement that you're having with the city of Ventura. When did you purchase it? What's the core issue here?
Well, I never purchased the city has a lot that is adjoining my property. And I'm at the top of a slope, and the slope goes down, and it's a support in my house, and it connects with a lot down below. And the city used that lot for over 55 years for drainage purposes, and it took all the water that came down out of McElroy Heights and through this particular lot. And then it would go into the drainage and down to the San Juan Pass. And they abandoned it in 1980, and they filled in an 11-foot deep channel that had been carved out by the running water.
By water erosion.
Yeah,
sure.
And all this time, this water came through a culvert that was about, 10, 12, 15 feet long, and it shot into the slope that supports my house.
All right.
Okay. So when the and at that time they had gotten a letter from their Buena Engineering that they had to stabilize that slope or it was going to cause problems to my house and the surrounding area, and the Buena Engineering advised them to fix the slope at that time. Well, somehow that report, that letter, got lost in the city's annals, I guess conveniently. And the El Niños came, and we had a huge landslide on the city slope, which took away the lateral support of my house. See, I'm at the top of their slope. And after that happened, the city said I had to prove it was their fault, even though it was in all their drainage and flood control annals and in their journals and everything. And I did. I got a soils engineer, and he made this intensive study of the soil and came up with that there was no water that ever came from my lot and that it was all on the city's property. Well, they discounted my study, saying that my soils engineer did not give them a legal opinion. But I didn't hire a lawyer. I hired a soils. So this methodology carried on for 21 months, during which time I had soils reports, I had meetings, I had attorneys, and I spent $250,000 fighting the city to try to save my house.
$250,000?
That's what it cost me. And the city, they could have stabilized it at that time with FEMA funds, because FEMA was very active in the hillside areas there for any destabilization problems that might have occurred. But they ignored the FEMA things, and they dumped it all on me, and then they strung me along for 22 months after I gave them all the reports that they discounted. And then finally they told me I had to go to court and sue them. So I never wanted a lawsuit. And I thought, living next to the city and the city owning the property at the beginning, I thought, God, there's going to be no problem because the city owns it. They're going to do what's right by their neighbors.
It turned out that was not the case.
But it didn't happen. And so I went through a trial right before the trial. And this was in December of 2000. And we had a court settlement case lined up, and we had a mediation that the city said, well, we want to go to mediation with you. And my attorney said, that means they want to settle and do something. So we did have the mediation, and Judge Stone was the mediator. And the city agreed that they were going to fix it. They were going to reimburse me for my expenses, blah, blah, blah. So my stupid attorney, he canceled our trial date, which was set for January 2nd of 2001. Okay. And we went to trial. We had an 8-day trial, like I'm some kind of a criminal, and it was a horrible 8 days. And the jury said that the city did have a public improvement there, so they were responsible. But the judge overturned the jury's verdict, saying that nobody could find a building permit showing that the city owned that pipe and the system that ran through and caused the problem. And it's all in their flood control books and everything at the city hall. I've got huge pictures of it, you know. And so anyhow, I went to trial, and the judge overturned the jury. And now it's 12 years later. And in 2005, they finally sold the errant lot. They wanted to get rid of it because it was a huge liability and a responsibility. So they found a buyer that took it over, and they gave him 3 years to stabilize the slope and build the house that he wanted to build.
So we're well beyond that now. We're in 2010.
Yeah.
Did the person do that?
Now we're in 2010, and this buyer defaulted. He never turned a shovel of dirt, and they gave him another year. So now 4 years, this thing is in the mud. You know, in the purgatory stage. Yeah. So then he defaulted, and he went to the city, and he says, "I hope, because now it's going to revert back to the city, the ownership. They don't want that." Okay. So he was able to resell the lot and get his money out of it. And then now it's 2010, and we have another new buyer that's come into the picture, and they have another 3 years
to stabilize it.
And the new buyer is having problems in this economy, even getting loans and getting his plans through the city. Now I'm fighting with the city to move forward this fellow's. It's a young couple from Santa Barbara that want to build a house and live in that area. So now I'm dealing with them, and I'm trying to push the city to do the right thing and not let their methodology delay it into another 3-4 years for me.
Wow. We're talking to Helen Yunker, everybody. She is a civic-minded person, has lived here since the late 1950s and has been battling the city. Our theme today is, what is the government's responsibility with its citizens? And this story about the city lot that they had for drainage is just one example of how a government, in our case the city of Ventura, can really make things very, very difficult for its citizens. Now, the new couple that has bought the lot, they've got another 3 years to make the improvements, but you say that they're fighting with the planning commission.
Well, they're not fighting. They've got their grading plan in, because they have to stabilize the slope first before they can build the house on the front part of the lot.
And stabilization is all you're really looking for at this point. Okay.
Right.
All right, so they've got it in, and has that been approved? Has the stabilization plan?
No. Now they're into their third. The planning department returned their plans with the needed thing. Then it went back and forth. And I talked to the buyers the other day, and they said now they're still waiting for an answer. And incidentally, the city spent $506,000 of the taxpayers' money fighting me, whereas they could have fixed the thing up front for little or nothing, and they would have had a valuable lot they could have sold, and instead they sold it to the first buyer for $15,000 to get rid of it. See, now this first buyer has been allowed to step out of the picture, sell it to this new little buyer, and now the new little buyer has to do work with the city to try to get his plans through. And I've gone before the council over 100 times now. On the first Mondays of the month, I've been written articles for the different newspapers, and everybody, they come up to me and they say, "You're famous." I say, "No, I'm infamous, because I've been carrying on a fight." You know, what is the saying that don't put anybody or anything in a corner if they are meaner than you are? And apparently the city has been very mean to me, and everybody knows I've been shafted. It's disgusting.
Well, we're talking to Helen Yunker, everybody. It is an interesting and a very convoluted story that you're saying. Now, we've had Rick Cole on the show before, not specifically talking about your situation, but specifically talking about streamlining the processes at City Hall to get things approved when it comes to real estate. And his contention is that things are now smoother, faster, cleaner, safer, blah, 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 of getting plans through. Has that been your experience with this young couple who bought the lot and trying to stabilize the slope?
No. I went before the council, and was it July 12th, because that was actually the first Monday of the month because of the holiday over the 4th.
Right.
And I got up and I asked him, I says, are you pushing this thing? And the planner that is in charge of it, I did meet him, and he's only a part-time. He works on Mondays and Tuesdays only. And then right after the kids got their plans, and then he took a two-week vacation. Now he's back. And I don't know what the status is of it now, except that Ariel Kalan, the city attorney, said that they are trying to get this thing through. So I don't know how long it's going to take. But the problem here now is this young couple has to be able to stabilize that slope before the rains come.
Right.
So if the rains come, we're going to have further erosion. And now the first buyer that defaulted, he was able to sell it and get some of his money out, and then he moved to Colorado. So now I'm dealing again, as I say, with this young couple. So I'm going through this process and trying to help him because I want the thing to be stabilized. I want it to be developed. It's going to be an asset to the neighborhood and also to the city because I'll have some taxes out of it instead of what's happening now. And I have six neighbors that surround the lot. So I'm not the only one that's contiguous to this errant lot. Hmm. And the city, you know, they treated me like I'm a piece of garbage.
Well, and that is the theme for today's show. What is the government's role? Now, how many mayors and how many city attorneys have you been through during this 12-month or 12-year ordeal that you've gone
well,
through?
Well, I'm going through my sixth council.
Sixth council.
And then one of the mayors, when I was there pleading my case, he said to me, Helen, you're respecting the community and your age has nothing to do with this matter. It's a legal matter. So, you know, and I was, and I've never had any respect. I've never had any thanks for all the things I've done for the city. I don't expect rewards. I just expect to be treated fairly. Because the government, they're servants of the people. They're not out there to lambaste us and take away our property rights. And my insurance was canceled. And I live with this thing every day.
Yeah.
You know?
It's tragic. We're talking to Helen Junker, everybody. We're running out of time, Helen. So I'm going to ask you one final question before we have to let you go. And that is this. Has Ventura grown to the point as a city where we need to have an elected mayor that is responsible directly to the people rather than electing a council and then having them appoint a mayor?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And why do you say that?
Well, for one thing, there's always a matter of how qualified the person is, what do they know about government, and what is their background. And it seems to be that every time the appointment comes up for the mayor, the deputy mayor is almost automatically selected.
Well, that seems to be a natural progression, sure.
In a charter city.
Mm-hmm.
Say, and so we are all wanting to do away with the charter and have the mayor elected. Pay him more money, and you get somebody that's going to do the job. But just to have what they call a tenure thing, and automatically the deputy mayor is almost always appointed the mayor,
right,
no matter what his qualifications are. And we've got people out there that are really qualified, but they never have a chance. And the present council, they're really interested in is development, building the tax base, you know, like the 500 homes are going to build now out in Satakoy and all the other things. But they can't even manage one simple lot. And that I can never understand, that they're servants of the people. They're not persecutors of the people.
Well, we're talking to Helen Junker, everybody. It's a fascinating story. I'm sorry we didn't have more time to explore it. We'll have you back in the future to talk about this in more length because it's really a story that needs to be get out there. We need to talk about it more. What is the responsibility? Do we need to be moving our city towards more, if you will, being more of a grown-up city where we have an elected mayor and so forth? And we'll want to explore that a little bit farther down the line. One final question before I let you go, and that is, have you ever thought about running for city council yourself?
Well, years ago I did, but then I got involved with this thing with the city, and it seemed to usurp my whole life, my whole time. And I started out, I was 78 years old when this happened. I'll be 89 years old.
Congratulations.
This year. And I wouldn't want to take on the responsibility of such a tough office at this time and the situation. I just wouldn't. I'm too old for it.
And I can understand that. Uh-huh. We've been talking to Helen Yunker, everybody. She is one of our first guests talking about what is the role the government has to play with its citizens. If you missed any part of this interview, the interview is available on my website, brainstorminonline.com.